All right. Hey guys, how's it going? We got HD Destruction here, episode number 3. And who do we have on here today?
Massacre HD, Jake, you guys know me.
And my name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, you sound like you're a bit sick.
Jeffrey sounds like he's cutting himself on a corner. But anyways, I'm kidding, by the way. Unfortunately, Phlox wasn't able to join us today, so.
Yeah, he's at a birthday party. Well, how
Yeah,
embarrassing.
they're playing pin the
Who even
talented off
goes to
again.
those anymore?
So yeah. All right, guys. I think today to start off the topic genre or whatever, I think we should talk about since we're all in high school and I don't know. I just kind of have this. How many classes do you guys go other than Jake? I know, but Jeffrey, how many classes do you go to per day?
Four.
That would be my cat. Four classes per day. Okay, I go to eight. So.
And I go
I
to
don't.
six, so.
Yeah, and Jake, last year you went to four as well, right?
Yeah, and it was like that like 10 years before that too, so. They just changed to the six. It's the first time the school's ever been on it.
Well, like for me, I don't know, 8 classes a day, because we actually had to write it. We have to write an essay this week, and we got to choose whatever topic we wanted, and that was one of them. So I was just kind of, it kind of start got me thinking, like 8 classes a day. Just means more homework, and I don't know, it's really unnecessary because we don't change classes throughout the, each semester or anything.
Well, for me, I have my classes every other day, except for homeroom.
Yeah, you go on block scheduling.
Yeah.
I think Jake, you used to go on advanced block scheduling, is what they call that. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I used to do. I would rather do that personally, the less the better. I don't care if they're an hour and a half a piece, it's still
I mean,
four's
that's so
better.
true, though. I mean, like, I'm a social kid and all, and I think I get along with pretty much everyone, but the, yeah, it's not fun to go to 8 classes a day. It's really not. Because it just me, especially when you, come to realize the deal with high school is not all, I mean, sure, it's fun, but, there's a lot of work involved, too, and you realize you kind of have to buckle down, I guess, if you want to go to college. So, I think it's a little unnecessary, personally, for 8 classes.
All right, aside from that, what's our opening topic?
Well, that was our opening topic, but I think
That was a very short opening topic, is what I meant. So, what's
I
our other
think
topic?
some people want to know about upcoming games and stuff. So, yeah,
All right.
some ones that I have, Gears of War 3. What
Gears
do you
of War
guys think?
3. I'm really excited for that. I love Gears of War campaign.
As you know, Jake, I'm not a campaign guy,
No.
so
Just to let you
I
guys
don't.
know, Colin is only strictly Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto. Pretty
Nah,
much.
that's not
That's.
true. I mean, that's not extremely true. I don't like campaign on really anything. Like, I like rally games and Grand Theft Auto. I don't know. I just don't enjoy campaign. So, Gears of War definitely isn't my thing. Or third person shooter, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. All
What do you
right.
think, Jeffrey?
I'm not really too much into Gears. I mean, I have the first one. I just never got around to playing it too much.
I love Gears. I don't like the online. I have no liking for that at all, but I really, really like the story modes of those games.
Right. See, once again, I'm not a
Colin,
big.
you're closed-minded in video games.
Yeah, I'll admit I am, but I'm close-minded toward campaign-based games. So yeah, you can call me close-minded if you want. What do you guys think about Bulletstorm?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jeffrey, you brought it up. What's the deal behind
Oh,
that?
I mean, I don't know too much about it. I mean, I've seen a few trailers, and I believe that's the game that you have to buy to get the Gears of War 3 beta. It looks pretty cool.
So there's probably going to be a lot of people buying that just so they can get. I actually think my friend was talking about that. I didn't know. I don't remember him. He said he was going to buy some game just to get the Gears trailer, so that must have been what he was talking about.
Yeah,
And
this
I.
must be it. I'm looking at it now. It's made by Epic, which is Gears.
Is it? What is it? Is it? I'm guessing it's a shooter, obviously. Bulletstorm. But is it first person or what? I honestly don't know.
I'm looking. So,
Right.
in the meantime.
I want to talk a little bit about iPhones. Kind of.
Okay. Let's talk about phones in general.
Yeah, we can go on for this one for a little bit because phones are a pretty big deal, obviously,
Colin,
nowadays.
you have one of the most badass phones in the market, so you have a good take on this.
Yeah, I actually just recently got the HTC Evo 4G. So.
I have the Epic 4G.
Do you?
Yeah.
And I just have a crappy little 3G phone from Verizon. Yeah.
Crappy 3G phone.
The reality, if you guys care. In a month, though. Right. Yeah, it's kind of a funny story, because in a month, though, I'm actually terminating my contract with my aunt and getting on my mom's plan and getting an HTC Incredible, if I'm right, I think. Oh, Jordan Incredible, yeah. Sounds pretty gotcha. Good.
Gotcha. And I'm not really a big... I had an iPod. I never had an iPhone, so I had the Touch, the iPod Touch. I don't think... I mean, of course, it's a good product and all, but yeah, I wouldn't go for the iPhone. That's not my kind of deal.
I would never go for an iPhone.
Because, like, the market on a Droid, just to let you guys know, the Droid market is, like, 2 times the size of the Apple market now, just in case you weren't aware. So... if you're in it for apps, you know, right there you go. The Droid market is the answer to that. And
well, you should.
I love the iPhone. It's just they make it a little bit too. They need to have more options, more things that you can do with it.
Yeah,
and that goes for everything Apple.
You open the home screen up, and what do you see? Apps, and then you.
Yeah, nothing. You go over and see more apps. There's not very much customization. It's just.
I would get real bored of looking at that very quickly.
Yeah, plus it. I mean, even though it's coming to Verizon, for the past majority of the time the iPhone's been out, which I think it's going on 3 years now, I'm not sure. It's been on AT&T, one of the United States' crappiest cell phone providers, which is, I don't know why they did that.
Right, and I don't know. What do you guys think about, like, keyboard phones? As far as
I love them.
You do. So what kind of phone did you say you had?
The Epic 4G. It's basically the Evo, except as a keyboard and AMOLED screen.
Right. So, I like my
keyboard. Right.
Well, I like my keyboard on my Evo, like, more than anything. I love that.
I'm sorry, I can't really talk in this one, because I really don't have that good of a phone. But
or it's a touch. You have keyboard, don't you? Like, it's actually...
Yeah, it's not a smartphone, though. It's in the category of a little 3G phone.
While we're still on this topic, I kind of hate to shout out to the stream, but if you're in the stream, could you actually look up the ratio to, like, the Android market versus the Apple market? Andrew?
Here. I'm going to add something to the Apple versus iPhone. iPhone OS isn't, like, open source like Android, and you have to have a license to develop apps for it, so Android is going to have more apps eventually, and there's more phones supporting the Android operating system.
Everything's Android now, seems like.
Yeah, my friend got the Barnes & Noble Nook, which is like a new tablet, just in case you guys didn't know. It's actually pretty badass, and it's kind of like an alternative to the iPad, but I think it's originally based off of books, just like the Kindle or whatever. So, but the deal is you can actually kind of do this, they call it routing it. It's like a hack type thing. It's not really, I mean, it's very, very common and very popular. But it makes it like a full-blown Droid operating system on the tablet. So that
sounds cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I mean, you can call it a hack, but it's like extremely common. I mean, I think that most of the people that even get those things are getting it just so they can put Android on it. But
are you guys hearing this all? Really good quality, by the way, guys. I'm just asking just to see, because we're still kind of messing around with settings.
Yeah, we got a new, as far as the live stream goes, by the way, podcast, I know that there's, we're starting to build a pretty good audience on the iTunes side of this, but we actually do a live stream of this as well, just in case you're just straight from iTunes. We do a live stream on justin.tv, and lately we've kind of been having to rig up the live stream, I guess, so, you know. This is a completely new way of doing it, so, yeah.
Yeah, so, let's get on another topic here. A little bit interesting of a topic. Do you have one?
No. Do you have one? Since you insist on bringing one up.
Well, you're usually Mr. Topic over here.
Well, anyways, I have maybe one. Treyarch, as far as what you guys, versus Infinity Ward, where do you think it's come? You know,
we talked about this in the last podcast. Jeez, if I could talk, then it might happen.
Actually, I I know we're kind of like switching through topics here like crazy, but I have one more thing that I, until then you guys might want to think of something, but I watched Wings of Redemption's video the other day.
And you need to classify, the guy's got 850 videos.
Well, if you would let me finish my sentence, maybe I would be able to get to that. But anyways, I watched his video, so he brought up like something about seatbelt tickets and how he thinks that they're pretty much just like a ticket that is, which is very, he said it was just a pointless ticket. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever, and I have to agree with that. I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, I mean, people can easily die without wearing them. I mean, if there was no reason, well, if there wasn't a reason not to wear them, then there would be a lot more deaths, probably.
Yeah, but it's their own fault for not wearing it. I think. Yeah. I don't think it should be a law, because, I mean,
a law is something, you know, that generally, the reason it's a law is because it either, you know, causes harm to someone else or to the community, you know, to the community or just the public in general. I don't know.
I mean, but it's like if you, oh, wow, voice crack. Wow. Good times. But even if you're like riding on a motorcycle, like a Harley or Crotch Rocket or anything like that, you don't have to wear a helmet. It's not the law to wear a helmet. But
here's the deal.
Why is it a law to wear a seatbelt? I'm not saying that I wouldn't wear a seatbelt when I drive, because of course I would. But
it doesn't take someone.
Yeah, but it shouldn't take someone forcing it on me to do it. I mean, I'm doing it because I know it's safe, and I know it's going to keep me probably from getting killed if I got in a crash. Which, you know, I would never get in a crash because I'm just a good driver like that. But, you know. So let's talk about permits. Colin, what's your situation on this?
Well, I just, because you guys didn't know, I live in the state of Texas. For anyone that's from the UK, that's like the southern side of the United States. And here we actually have to go through some form of tutoring, whether it be parent taught or driver's ed, before we can actually even get our permit. So, and generally that's pretty cost worthy. So yeah, that's my take on that. And I'm 15 going on 16. I'm just messing around, but I'm 15. So I'm right in the, I need to get my permit quick, because I don't want to be one of those people who doesn't have a permit when they're 17.
Yeah, I just got my permit actually this recent Thursday, so.
Did you?
Yeah, I actually did.
See, but you live in Arizona, and there is no law on that. You just kind of get it when you turn a certain age, right?
Yeah, 15, 5 months? 15, 5 months, yeah.
See, that's kind of BS, though. Like, seriously. What the
hell? No. You have to take. It's not as easy as it looked. I mean,
you have to take a test to get your license, but that doesn't.
No, you know, I mean, to get my permit, I had to take normal. Most states have to take a 30-question test. I had to take a 50-question test, and it was actually considerably a lot harder than. I actually failed it the first time. I don't really want to. I didn't really want to say it, but I guess I will. I actually kind of failed it the first time because I didn't study the little booklet enough. But yeah. You have to get like 42 out of 50 to get it, to get all of it or something. I don't know.
Looks like we were wrong on something earlier with the podcast. Andrew, I asked him to look it up. He did, and he says that Apple has 230,000 apps Apple has 230,000 apps. That was also in the launch of the iPhone 4, so that is expected. And Android has 70,000 apps, or claims to have, anyway.
Yeah, and that's one thing about earlier that I was kind of thinking was kind of false, because the iPhone's been out for a lot longer. And
I mean, it would only make sense, though. Like, seriously, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know why we thought that there was more Droid apps. Anyways,
I got that by someone. Anyways.
Well, that someone is very wrong.
I don't know. Someone told me that there was more Droid apps and that the platform was larger, when in reality, it's not.
Yeah, I know.
It's easier to develop apps for, because you don't need a license.
Yeah, that's very true.
Do you need a license for the Android?
No, but for Apple, you have to go through Apple, get a license, then you have to develop it, send it to Apple, and you have to pay them like 40% of what you make.
That's BS. What if you're releasing a free app?
then, well, you earn money off the advertisements for that.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I got something Jake and I can easily talk about for hours. So let's go on. I'll tell a quick little brief thing of our YouTube story right now. Jake and I started on a channel a long time ago.
Not giving the name out, by the way.
Yeah, we started a long time ago on a very kind of embarrassing channel. And, you know, at the time it was all about fun and just kind of doing it whenever the hell we felt like it. And it was about a year later we actually kind of got serious about it and we kind of started posting regularly. And it's been about a year since then, at least a year since then, that we've been posting reviews and stuff on it. So, a few weeks ago, or it was a couple months ago, we applied for a partnership on that channel, and we got it, as a matter of fact, which is, for anyone who's striving for a partnership out there, like, seriously, listen, don't, it couldn't be more rewarding to get that after, you know, wanting it for a couple years, like,
it's a really good day, the day that you get your partnership.
It definitely makes your day when you get a partnership, but because of that channel being so old and kind of embarrassing, we transferred the partnership over to a brand new channel. So, as a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and link the stream to it right now.
No, you won't.
Why?
Okay, if you want it, that's fine, I guess.
If you guys want to go look at it, or subscribe or whatever, but it's just a new tech channel that we really haven't posted on yet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what about you, Jeffrey? Are you going for a partnership or anything?
No, I haven't really applied or anything.
I mean, are you striving for one, though, you know, eventually?
I mean, I would like one, but I haven't really gotten to commentaries because of how my voice is. But,
exactly. You know, what's your main deal on YouTube?
I had a channel before I started in 2008. I had like 40 videos on that. But I had two copyright strikes, and I didn't like the name, so I just switched to my new one. Now I have like 3 times more subscribers, and people actually watch my videos.
Cool. Sounds good.
And are you just posting like gameplay on there?
I mean, post like short clips and stuff. I mean, I tried to do a commentary. I failed at it.
It's cool. I guess it's not for everyone. And I would hate doing montages, so that puts us right on the same boat.
Well, I can do montages well. I just don't go for clips often.
Yeah.
I can't stand not trying to get a good game, or better yet, trying. I can edit. That's one of the things that I got into with computers early, is trying to edit, but it's not something that I enjoy doing as far as editing gameplay like that. I don't like cutting it down and making flashes and stuff.
Bulletstorm actually kind of looks pretty fun.
Yeah, it does. What? I mean, I played Red Dead Redemption for a little while, and that was okay, I guess. Kind of blew off quickly, though.
I will admit, Call of Duty just keeps you wanting to play.
I don't know how they do it either. It's never been any other game for me like that. I don't think that's much with anyone, but, you know, there's never really been too many games where I can just sit there and play for months.
Well, I mean, Call of Duty's kind of competitive. Like, all of your friends basically end up getting the game, and you want to rank up faster and have a good KD. Plus, like, it's good when you do, like, really well in the game.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty true.
Yeah, Call of Duty, that's why I love the prestige system, because you can just keep prestiging, and, you know, once you get to, like, 14 or 15, then I agree, it kind of, it dies down from there. Then I heard somehow you can kind of reset the prestiging system to where you go all the way back to 1. So, I think you can do that by, like, deleting the game profile through your hard drive.
No, you can't ever de-prestige. That's stored on, like, the servers.
Really?
Unless you, like, I know for Modern Warfare 2, like, if you wanted a deeper seed, you have to have someone with a JTAG, like, sign onto your profile and do it that way. That's the only way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Black Ops, actually, my KD got trashed at the beginning because my brother played it.
Which generally, tell them all the story about your brother.
Okay, well, number one, I went up and got Black Ops at 12 a.m., just like all the avid Black Ops followers did. And so I got back, and this was a school night, might I remind you, which means I had to be up at 7 a.m. So when I got back, I played until about 2 a.m., which was about an hour or so, and then I went to school. And when I got back, from school, I think
I love the story.
Look at my time played.
No. I want to explain this part. Okay, so didn't you come back? You were at a level 17 or something, almost to 18. You had like 500 kills to 1,000 deaths.
Yeah, I had like 6 hours played.
Yeah, like 6.5 hours played.
And it really just pissed me off, so...
That's funny.
But then what I had to do is delete... Somehow, like, I tried to delete the game from my... There's nothing you can do about that. Like, once you start on live, you're going on live.
Yeah, I guess so. I was wrong. Like, you can't just restart. I guess you would have to probably start a new gamer tag in order to do that. But, yeah. That's why I like Black Ops, or Call of Duty in general. Prestiging. Alright, guys. Well, this podcast has been going for long enough. Anything anyone else wants to say?
Not really. Next week, you guys, if you're a podcast follower on iTunes or something, or, you know, in the stream or whatever, you guys can expect Phlox to be in here. So
I hope
you guys come join us again next week. Probably be right at the same time, 6 p.m. Central, that is U.S. time, Saturday night. So this was HD Destruction, episode number 3. Peace out. You guys have a great day.
See ya.